Let's stay with Paris and hear what some of the world leaders have been saying exactly. James Coulton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, friend. Thank you. Firstly, the host head of government, the French President François Hollande, says the fight against terror and climate change should not become competing priorities. He's warned that unless action is taken to tackle global warming, the fate of humanity is at stake.
2 weeks ago, here in Paris, a group of fanatics sowed death in the streets of Paris. Today, I want to express the gratitude of the whole French people for all the expressions of support, signs of friendship that we have received since November 13th. Your presence here gives rise to tremendous hope, and we do not have the right to disappoint this hope because billions of people are looking at us today. I am not opposing the fight against terrorism, against the fight against climate change and global warming. These are two major challenges that we must face because we must leave to our children more than a world that is free of terror. We owe them a planet that is safe from disasters, a viable planet.
French President François Hollande. Well, those themes were echoed by China's President Xi Jinping. He also said countries should be able to seek their own solutions to global warming.
We should create a future of win-win cooperation with each country making contribution to the best of its abilities. The Paris Conference should reject the narrow-minded mentality of zero-sum game and call on all countries, the developed countries in particular, to assume more shared responsibilities for win-win outcomes.
That's the Chinese president. The Russian president, Vladimir Putin, is there. He says his country will keep its emissions below 1990 levels and will offer financial support to other countries working towards reducing their pollution levels. He says, however, any global agreement must be enforceable by law.
We consider it essential that the new climate agreement is based on the principles of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and is legally binding. Both developed and developing economies should take part in its realisation.
From the leader of the largest nation on Earth to one of the smallest, the president of the Marshall Islands, Christopher Loyak, made an emotional plea for action at the first day. His Pacific Island nation is just 2 metres above sea level and is threatened by rising water.
I address you today not only as a president, but as a father, as a grandfather, as a custodian of my culture. Everything I know and everyone I love is in the hands of all of us gathered here today.
The president of the Marshall Islands, Christopher Loyak. Royalty was there. Prince Charles told the leaders that if the planet were a patient, we would have treated her long ago. He's urging the delegates to think of the next generation.
I can only urge you to think of your grandchildren as I think of mine, and of those billions of people without a voice, those for whom hope is the rarest of sensations, those for whom a secure life is a distant prospect. Most of all, I urge you to consider the needs of the youngest generation, because none of us has the right to assume that for our today, they should give up their tomorrow.
Charles, Prince of Wales. Another famous Briton, the naturalist David Attenborough, has had his say during the talks.
One of the things we certainly can do is to increase the ability to get energy from renewable resources at a price which undercuts that of coal and oil. And if we can do that, the nations of the world, developed or undeveloped, will all profit because they will get cheaper power.
That's David Attenborough. Some of the sights and sounds from Paris, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. And just to repeat the message from our Prime Minister too, which was all about optimism. He says our agreement in Paris must provide a common platform for action. Australia is not daunted by the challenge. With great optimism and faith in humanity's genius for invention, we are confident that with collective leadership, we will, with common cause, secure our future. And we'll be hearing Malcolm Turnbull is giving a press conference in Paris. We'll bring you some more of that a little later in the program.